Welcome, everybody, to KPCRadio.com. My name is Brian Rodriguez, and you're listening to Beats and Treats, a show where we talk to musicians in California. Our guest today is Wesley Litt, but also known by his artist name Wave Groove, a producer from the San Fernando Valley that is part of a music collective and event called Beat Cinema and runs an imprint music hub called Void Shift. So, Wes, how you doing today?
What up? I'm good. Happy Wednesday. Thanks for having me here.
How was traffic?
Yeah, it was fine. Came from Westwood. It's not too bad. 2 o'clock in LA is like a golden hour for traffic.
Yeah, so. but you managed to like just bypass that.
Yeah. It was a fun ride.
Well, to start it off, my guy, something I want to know more is about Beat Cinema and Void Shift. Can you talk to me what's that about and how'd you get in or become a part of it?
Oh, okay. Well, here comes the explanation. So Beat Cinema is a biweekly event that we throw here in Los Angeles. We have multiple locations. Koreatown mostly is our main venue, called Apartment 503. And our one-off is in Chinatown at Melody Lounge. So what we do is we put on producers, DJs, and musicians that want to showcase their original art, their original music, out to the public here in LA. And we hope to provide that platform to independent artists around here.
And how frequently do you like get these artists? Like, would you say it's...
I would say I'm in contact with them every other day because we have to plan ahead months in advance to, as for us to be organized and not to stress out on who do we have next, guys, or, you know, so...
And roughly how many artists do you have so far?
For the collective?
Yeah.
Okay, so the collective part is... All of us are, we're about 14 now, and all of us are either DJs or producers, and yeah, I've been the main one to, as naturally as it becomes, because I'm the stage manager for all the nights now, so I have to be there, and I'm always playing a set anyways, and it allows me to make music consistently every day and share new stuff, new music, to experiment and
right.
to see, test it out with new crowds, test it out with new people that I don't see every day. And yeah,
that's dope. Awesome. Yeah. Have you always lived in the Valley or did you live somewhere else?
I was born and raised here in, Woodland Hills, Canoga Park area. So, yeah, shout out to Pierce College, CSUN.
I actually, I was born and raised here as well, but yeah. At the age of 6, I moved down to Florida because my father had to work there for a little bit for 3 years. And,
interesting.
And then came back to California and, you know, been here since then. So it's cool. Definitely, you can't beat California weather because, man, Florida is something else. But I'm glad I experienced those crocodiles. That was something.
Oh, so you actually seen crocodiles?
Yeah, and my father used to have a boat there too, so it was kind of crazy. But like I said, nothing beats California, and especially the Valley. Mm. You know, it's amazing here. So what got you into making music?
Well, I guess a lot of hip hop and just actively listening to music and going to record stores when I was younger, but mostly around my sophomore year of high school or junior year, I'd always go to a place called Tower Records. And
this is located where?
This was next to the Village here, next to Pierce College.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So Tower Records was adjacent to the Village area and Toys R Us.
Oh.
So I would always pop in there, and then there was a couple of other record shops around town, and as my graduation gift for high school, I got an MPC. And then I started chopping records and CDs and then learning music from my friend, also in my band. His name's August Corral. And we go under the name Yourself in Peace.
And was this the first band you...
Yeah, first, and we're still going on.
Oh, okay, cool.
It's more of a, like, production duo, production, like, team kind
of...
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Dang, that's so cool. Wow, I didn't know
so
that.
So that's around, like, maybe, I would say, 16 years now I've been making tunes.
But ever since you as a kid, you would listen to mostly what, jazz, I know hip hop, but was there something?
Hip hop, R&B, a lot of pop, actually. I still listen to a lot of pop because, I don't know, there's something catchy to it to learn. But anything I could get my hands on, because I wasn't that much of a picky listener. I would just listen to whatever is available, because that was the difference of the times. Before, you didn't have Spotify and iTunes or whatnot. You were just given sound, and you got to make use of what sound was. So for me, it was like, oh, hip hop section. You got Dilla, you got Madlib. New releases from Christina Aguilera, and it's on the radio. Okay, I'll try. And
right,
my
yeah.
sister likes it. I'll give it a shot. But I didn't really like it, but there is a few melodies hidden in these CDs that you could really go, okay, there's something that you could take from this.
Let's go. Yeah. So what equipment are you currently using at the moment, and the software as well?
Okay. Right now I'm using a Teenage Engineering OP1. I still use samplers, so right now I'm using my SP404, SP555 for just different performative effects. And then I have an Ableton Push, and yeah, I use Windows. I don't use Macs.
So no Fruity Loops, no FL Studio.
I used to back in 2006 when it was called Fruity Loops, yeah. But I think I just learned different programs and different workflows that it didn't. I was just comfortable with different things now. So,
cool.
Yeah.
What are some big challenges you face with working with that equipment as well as the software?
I guess the biggest challenges to learning a DAW is relearning workflow. So let's say I first learned Pro Tools when I was in audio school. And then, like, I go to Ableton or I go to Logic. They're totally different programs, but guess what? They still do the same thing. So if you get over the hump of teaching yourself that DAWs are just things to make sounds the way it is and arrange things the way it is, then you could learn anything. And all it takes is just going on YouTube, reading books and watching tutorials. And yeah. And that's the hardest part, is just learning a new program. Yeah.
What would be like roughly how many hours would you put in a day just to learn something like, you know, the equipment as well as the software?
I would take a whole weekend, probably like Friday to Sunday, all day, no break, probably just to eat I wouldn't even walk out of the house. I would just like grind up and figure it out. But it's not, yeah, because once you learn it and you put it into practice, it just comes easy over time.
And then you would know. Still like go on YouTube to search these things, right?
Mm-hmm.
What was like the first thing you typed in that you wanted to make, like, oh, I want to make a 3-6 Mafia B, or like,
oh, snap.
Like, let me get a Tiesto B real quick.
I think it was like, I want to make a hip-hop Dilla type beat. So I searched YouTube, and YouTube was very young. This was like its first or second year of its like birth, so 2004 or something.
Oh man.
And so I searched, and there's this guy who'd be like, yo, this is how you chop beats on an MPC. I'm like, okay, I get to learn the thing that I have or bought for my graduation from high school, so let me figure this out. And
That's how and you sometimes do it. It'd be like the most like whitest guy who actually would know how to chop beats.
Yeah, and it was very intuitive. And after that, like you do that for a couple of years, you start to figure out music. Like, oh, I want to play these melodies. I don't want to be stuck by a sample.
Right. Yeah.
And then you just go, okay, I'm gonna learn this instrument. I'm gonna move on to the next instrument and. This goes on.
This is dope. You know, something I do like want to know about is like, how did you finally realize what makes your music? Like, because sometimes, you know, people will be like, oh, you know, I make jazz, but I also put hip hop into it. And, you know, that's because like I was born in it or like because my father used to play, you know, those type of instruments. You know, I guess like finding your own sound is definitely, it takes time.
Yeah,
and and you know, I want to know when did that happen to you, or like, you know, how did you finally come to realize, you know, this is me.
I think when I just combined everything I love in sound, whether it doesn't matter the genre, doesn't matter the source, whatever I love in sound and melody and rhythm, put that all together, and mash that up, that's my sound. So. All my favorite artists from my whole life, or my friends and family that make music, and all that influence, it all comes into my brain, and I'll try to lay it out on the keys, and then go from there. Yeah.
So, and what would you consider your genre of music?
I guess you would say hip hop, beats, electronic. Yeah.
Well, you know what time it is? It's that time for that beats and treat time. So I want you to hop on that set and show us what you got.
All right. Here we go. We'll be right back.
Oh, I like this one. This is all original, everyone. That was amazing, my guy. I like
you.
I'm glad you have, like, you know, that I don't know what's called, like, the stamp mark, which is wave groove. That was dope.
Oh, the drop.
Yeah, yeah. I like that a lot.
Yeah. Thanks for having me, yo.
Dude, thank you, man. I actually this would be my second time listening to your music, because I remember seeing you perform at one of the events, Beat Cinema events, or I forgot. Oh, you were a DJ. But it was good. I liked it.
We had a good time. Yeah. We'll continue hanging out after this. This ain't the last time. Coming over to see your parents, Justin, all them. We're gonna hang out, man.
You know, can you tell us, you know, the things you used to do back in the days before all these shows? Like, I heard you used to play at a vape shop in the Valley.
Yeah, I used to work at a vape shop called Northridge Vapes,
right?
Just to get extra cash.
And that's, you know, it's funny because, yeah, like, you know, two of my friends, it's Pacholo and Patrick.
Yeah, hella, they're skateboarders.
Yeah,
but hella good.
But that, you know, the Valley is kind of a small world, but, you know, within that, it's like you never know who has. There can be so many people in the Valley that have, you know, talent. Just it's crazy. You just never know.
But yeah, I also played a lot. I still play a lot of video games here and there. But I think lately, just getting in this whole health kick right now. Yeah. I like shopping for new food, and I'm vegan like 6 days of the week.
Dang.
So it's fun. It's fun cooking new things, and maybe that's a boring old person kind of thing to do.
No. Where can we find more of this music?
You could check out voidshift-music.com.
And your Instagram?
My Instagram, man. Y'all want my Instagram? Okay. It's at wavegroove.
I'm trying to get you more followers, my guy. Come on now.
WAVEGROOVE.
And you know you got to drop that SoundCloud, though.
Oh, it's Wavegroove Beats. So soundcloud.com/wavegroovebeats. You can check that out. Also, shout out to Beat Cinema. You can go beatcinema.org. If you're 21 and up, you could come and visit us and have a good time, listen to some new music. Yeah.
You know, before we close down, before we stop this show, is there any last words, any advice that you want to, you know, give out? Like, are you giving any new music out? You know, putting out any new music or, like, any albums or, you know, what's...
I guess, like, I'm working on my next album. I'm, like, 80% there. But I don't release them until January of each year, so I'm taking my time and giving myself some time for family and my health. But yeah, shout out to you, Brandon. Shout out to your brother, Jess. My bandmate, August Corral, Devin, and the whole Void Shit fam. Shout out to Beat Cinema and everyone in the universe.
Well, thank you. Well, thank you for stopping by today and letting us get to know you and hear your music.
Yeah,
you know,
it's a quick one. Cool, man.
Thank you all for tuning in today's show of Beats and Treats with our special guest, Wave Groove, who is a producer from the San Fernando Valley that is part of a music collective, an event called Beat Cinema, and runs an imprint music hub called Void Shift. I'm your host, Brandon Rodriguez from KPCRadio.com. See you guys next time.